There, I'm back. Thank you very much, Joshua, for your talk. It was very interesting. Yes, we regularly are shooting out of food too. So, actually, Joshua was saying that maybe someone wants to share their story of how they shoot into their food. What was your last experience of shooting your food? Anyone wants to talk about their shame? Well, it's actually not a shame. Everyone has done that before, like removing your root or compiling the wrong stuff. Parasite dropped the Walmart gun. Hopefully someday I can present something that works. That's what Joshua said. So I'm making the presentation working. Well, Joshua, you presented something that worked last year. So Evil Bob is saying that the classical thing is RMRF slash and some containers messing up root. And Surrounder says he's was wiping a server because of an empty shell variable in a post backup script. Yes, be careful when you touch your root. Be careful. Actually, in Gentoo, it's easier to destroy your system when you compile something wrong and then some main binary doesn't work. So this is one thing you always have to remember when you have some server which you have no physical access to, because physical access makes things easier to recover, but everything remote, just teach yourself how you can solve things. Like, you only need most of the times just some rescue shell, and then know what you're doing, what you're copying over, so like some raw backup. Evil Bob says he's a fan of static binaries for critical tools and bin. Yes, actually, the ideal distribution would be just static binaries like Starly tried for Suckless. So I'm all for static compilation, but we have some bad things, bad people around us who do use dynamic linking, like Prologic, who proposed Ulinux, which is also a small one. Parasite says that's what I'm trying with Gentoo. Parasite, the thing is that the ugly glibc stuff and so on. First you have to compile the stage 3 with dynamic, and then you can go for static linking. We have Mozl, yes, the different libc. Yeah, I haven't yet got around to moving to Mozl, but it's getting easier and easier over time in Gentoo. You just change the profile and then compile everything using Mozl. It's really easy, because the problem is glibc and some old maintainer stuff where they refused to allow full dynamic linking because of, I think, authentication and because of DNS resolving. That was the big problem. And then, of course, when you go for Xorg or DRI, the graphics stuff, then you will need some dynamic loading, but then it gets messy. So Lin says to Evil Bob, FreeBSD has package and package static because you can upgrade. Package isn't working very. You're expected to run package static install. Yes, that's a good solution to always have the static part. But many Linux distributions remove that. Maybe because they always think they can reinstall the whole thing. ADC says, I wrote this thing to suspend my laptop when battery was low. Wrong logic resulted in suspend on boot. Yes, suspend on boot is not a good solution to use a computer. Hibernate on boot would be better. So you always boot and hibernate and boot and hibernate. But the thing is that if you can't use it, you can't break it. Parasite is the problems with desktop. No, actually, if you use simple things like DWM, you have no big problem with big desktops. I mean, the dynamic loading, it will be big binaries, that's true. But the main problem nowadays is like DBus and so on, but there's no problem with dynamic libraries there. The main problem is the libc. Linguistics is asking, did you shoot an OVH Cloud VPS? We are not shooting virtual machine. Why are you shooting computers? Okay, ADC, Surrounder, I became familiar with OpenBSD boot procedure with the experience. Yes, that's right. by messing stuff up, you realize there are still some parts of your system which you haven't read up on, and this is a good opportunity to learn about them. Skin Graffer saying he already messed up root on USB key with the root on his hard drive. He wanted to remove it on the USB key, but removed it on his hard drive. Yes, I think everyone has done that. We learn from it to be careful in doing anything on root. Linguistics. Joshua was doing stuff on OpenBSD.Amsterdam and real hardware. Evil Bob is saying static link with DWM and DMenu worked with X11 fonts, no XFT on Tiny X7, but it had no acceleration, just VESA. Yes, look at Morpheus or look at uLinux, Micro Linux. It's also some attempt at it, but most of these distributions get a base system which is statically compliant. That's easy to do with, for example, BusyBox. But once you go into higher levels, like graphical user interface, things start to get messy. Maybe we need some initiative somewhere to just... A group is going forward to make stuff static and then replace stuff or patch it so it's not that ugly anymore and can be reused. And then like some front against complexity and ugly software where we tell people, please change your project. Maybe some people who never learned it in some other way, like using C++ or Boost, just a small hint will get them to use our philosophy, maybe.